And this morning, Judge Sonia Sotomayor officially became the first Hispanic justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. And she's the third woman. Chief Justice John Roberts swore her in during a brief ceremony at the court.
I, Sonia Sotomayor, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us now. Hey, Juan, what a historic event.
It really was. You know, there's a certain power to it that I hadn't anticipated in watching her take this oath. I think it's a reminder sort of, you know, what we saw with President Obama back in January. The idea of, oh, my gosh, look at the possibility. Look at America, making real these kind of ideals. And I guess it might sound a little corny to some, but it really does say to you when you see her hug her mother, a woman who, you know, raised her as a single mom in the projects in the Bronx, New York, that here's a poor kid who, through merit, really does it in America. It really is sort of heartwarming.
And especially against those rich wood-paneled walls in that Supreme Court chamber. And her mother was holding the Bible during her ceremony.
Holding the Bible, her brother behind her. And then, of course, the words that we just heard in that soundbite, the oath that she took, again, spoke so directly to all the charges against her that, you know, she was going to somehow favor the poor or favor minorities. And here she was saying that, in fact, she'll administer justice without respect to persons.
So, and where do you come down on the debate over how she will affect the court? You know, some say, well, she'll turn it in another direction. Others say, no, she'll just, you know, it'll be more of the same. What would you bet?
Well, in general, I'd say that she's quite similar to David Souter, the retiring justice whose place she's taking. If there's one area in which I think that we could anticipate a difference, you got to remember that she has served 17 years as a district and appeals court judge, and she's been a prosecutor. That was her history. That's how she started out. So I think she may be tougher. I think this is going to come as a surprise to some, tougher on criminal law than David Souter was. In specific, there was a recent case in which Souter said that people who are technical experts, scientific experts in criminal cases, must testify and be subject to cross-examination. The expectation from most who've watched Sonia Sotomayor's career is that she would have said, no, it's not necessary.
Before we leave this topic, one of my favorite facts that I learned this week is that when she sits on the court, everybody will literally move, right?
Yeah, well, three or four of the justices have to move their chairs because there's this new junior member. She's the junior justice on the Supreme Court. And similarly, Daniel, when they're in conference and someone knocks at the door, she has to open the door. She takes notes. She speaks last. She won't even have an office because there's construction going on up at the court. So she'll have a temporary office for the next year.
So as the new justice, she'll answer the door.
Correct. As the junior justice.
But she won't have to serve coffee.
No.
Okay. Well, let's turn now to health care. Okay, so Congress did not pass the legislation that President Obama wanted before the summer break. Not so surprising, right? No. But nobody predicted that the debate over health care would provoke physical fights, which is what happened this week in St. Louis. What's going on here?
Well, it's a little bit of both sides wanting to muscle up. One side, obviously, in opposition to President Obama's health care reform agenda, and that would be people who are aligned with Americans for Prosperity or the Tea Party Coalition. And I think they're being frenzied in some degree, fed into frenzy by polarized politics and also by polarized media. Talk about things like socialized medicine or rationing of medical care, especially to seniors. And you hear them saying things like, why, if Canada's healthcare system is so good, why isn't Ted Kennedy up there? All this kind of very angry, heavily weighted language. And the response from the White House and Democrats is, oh, we'll get the unions like SEIU, the Service Employees Union. We'll get AARP and supporters of the president's health care reform agenda to also attend these meetings. And then both sides are shouting and trying to drown the other out. So it's become very much an aggressive and angry scene, and in some cases led to the violence that you mentioned.
In 10 seconds, what do you predict? Will the Congress pass health care reform this fall?
Some form of it, but I don't think it's going to be anything great. It's more going to be a matter of a gradual change in how healthcare is reformed, and maybe we'll see incremental changes then down the road.
Juan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Dan.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams.